Good morning. We're starting off partly to mostly cloudy but dry across interior New York and New England on this Tuesday as one disturbance exits east of Cape Cod and another one is heading in our direction from the Ohio Valley. We'll have a little bit of sunshine early this morning, but quickly clouds will increase and thicken. It should stay dry through about lunchtime across the area before scattered showers and even a steadier rain moves in with that system to our south and west. Out ahead of this disturbance, a southeasterly breeze will increase and allow temperatures to push off our morning lows in the 30s and lower 40s back into the lower 50s on average for daytime highs. Showers will persist into the evening hours before that system moves through, and we'll be left with drier weather during the overnight period with lows back into the 30s. This will set us up for a partly sunny, breezy, and somewhat cooler day on Wednesday with a few passing rain or snow showers as highs reach back into the mid-40s and high pressure builds in from southern Canada. That high will be overhead on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds and more dry weather, and once again, highs will reach into the mid-40s. We've been tracking the potential for a coastal storm by Friday, but the current trends will keep this storm well off the eastern seaboard. Still, upper-level energy will pivot through the Great Lakes and into the region, keeping the weather unsettled with mostly cloudy skies and the chance of some more persistent snow in the mountains, which could add up to a couple of inches and a few rain and snow showers in the valleys. We'll continue to track the trends on this system with highs on Friday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Behind it, it looks dry for the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds mid-30s on Saturday before we push it back toward 50 with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper trough passing over the southwest and Mexico will tap into moisture from both the subtropical Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico, which in turn will force showers and thunderstorms to flourish over the southern plains today and tonight. Portions of Texas will be at risk for both severe weather and flash flooding by this evening. Some locations in West Texas could see rainfall totals of over an inch. Widespread showers and storms will then spread east into the southeast tomorrow, where the threat for flash flooding and severe weather will also be present. Through Wednesday, parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia will pick up between 2 and 5 inches of rain. Elsewhere, the Pacific Northwest to the Northern Rockies should see multiple rounds of precipitation into Wednesday evening as a couple of upper-level impulses pass through. High elevations of the Cascades and Rockies will get over a foot of snow through the day today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 27 degrees, with a west wind at 55 gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 21 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 29, 70% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.72 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers developing and highs in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 44, that's 14 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, that's the total snow for the month, which is 9-tenths of an inch below normal, and 42.3 inches for the season, which is 5.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 64 set in 2002, and the record low 10 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m., sunset this evening 5:48 p.m., 11 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with showers this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with showers this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with showers this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, a bit cooler, with a few rain and snow showers in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s on Thursday. Cloudy Friday with a chance of rain and snow showers, perhaps some more steadier precipitation in the mountains, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler Saturday, mid-30s, mostly sunny near 50 on Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.